It is a Tuesday. You know what that means. We had to dial a doc here this morning in the FHN Dial a Doc program. And joining us here today from Cardiac Services, Diane Bardell's with us here today. Hey, Diane, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. You work in the cardiac services at FHN. Tell me, what is your specialty there, Diane?
I'm a board-certified cardiac vascular nurse, and I do stress tests.
All right, and what types of care are included in cardiac services? Give us an overall view.
In cardiac services, we do stress tests, and we do echocardiograms, and we do ultrasounds for the vascular system. Let's say if you have a blockage to your leg, we would do an ultrasound for that. So we do all testing of the heart and vascular system.
All right, so that's the that's what's happening there. And remind folks of the types of treatments offered at the FHN, which is the Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center, and the benefits as well as what you have, the all-digital cath lab.
Yes, so we do all-invasive testing of the heart and kidneys. So we have three cardiologists who do angiograms, and then we have Dr. Killeru who does stenting of the heart, and then we also have Dr. Khan who does many procedures for the kidneys. A lot of the dialysis patients come to our cath lab to have procedures with Dr. Khan. And with the all-digital cath lab, provides enhanced pictures that provide a better quality image for our patients.
We're talking to Diane Bardell, vascular nurse at FHN at the Cardiac Services. Diane, I know that when people hear that they have a heart problem, that sounds really scary, but many patients who find the problem, get it fixed, and live long-term lives, there are some of these situations, and talk about in terms of how would someone know that they really need the services of a heart professional there at Cardiac Services?
Well, if someone's having any symptoms such as chest pain, a tightness in their chest, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have pain in my chest. I have a tightness or I have a pressure or a heaviness. And those can be signs of heart problems. Other symptoms, you can feel fatigue and tired, neck or jaw pain, shortness of breath, nausea and dizziness. A lot of times these symptoms mimic other things, but we don't want to ignore the heart. It's one of the most important things. We have to have the heart. So you want to make sure if you're having any of these symptoms, you see your primary caregiver or go to the emergency room. And any of these signs, sometimes people say, well, I'm just having reflux. I have just something in, that I've in my reflux. And a lot of times that reflux ends up to be blockages to the heart. Don't want to ignore them, and you want to make sure you get in and get seen by your doctor or come to the emergency room. Time is always of the essence, so if you get right in and get it taken care of, we can usually fix it and go on with your life. The sooner you get it checked out, the better.
And heartburn is another complaint oftentimes. They chalk it up to heartburn, right?
Yes, many times. I've had lots of patients who have a stress test, and when they start to get the pain in their chest, they'll say, oh, that's just my heartburn, and it ends up to be a significant blockage. I had a lady that went up for bypass that she thought was her heartburn, so you don't want to ignore it.
I know that diet and exercise, you've harped on me about this a couple times here. Diet and exercise, a couple of top things we always hear are needed to keep your hearts healthy, but it's hard for many people. And give us some of the few easy things that you recommend, at least we're not going to stress the exercise, but maybe at least eating healthier. Tell us about that.
Well, start with small changes. One thing is FHN had a sodium gram that we did, and we really have concentrated on cutting back the sodium here at FHN, and we want people to do it at home too. So getting rid of the salt shaker at the table, and try to eat fresh whenever you can. Fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh meats, anything that's fresh, try to eat. And I always tell my patients to take some time, go to the grocery store and read the food labels. You'll be surprised how high in salt things are. That sodium is hidden in many things. The recommended daily sodium intake is 1,500 milligrams, but most people get more. So just take some time and read food labels and try to be more conscious of what we eat.
I've heard a couple of comments about this, is that folks have been pretty good about, my parents are in this category, about cutting down in salt, but their common complaint is that when they go out to eat, they can't believe how salty the food is when they go out to eat.
It's true. Anytime you go out to eat, you're going to get really high in salt in all of our foods when we go out to eat. The best thing you can do about going out to eat is just eat in moderation. And there are some restaurants you can go online and look at the salt intake before you go to that restaurant. You can find the lowest sodium foods.
Now, I'm confused about this one as well. Are carbohydrates good or bad for us? Tell us about this one.
That's a really good question. We do need carbohydrates in our diet, but there's so many bad carbohydrates out there. So some good carbohydrates would be whole grain breads, oats, beans and lentils, fruits and vegetables would be good carbs. It's those refined sugars that get us all the time, and the white flour. You know, stay away from white sugar, white flour, anything that's more refined. So less processed is better.
All right. What about bread and potatoes?
So, again, whole grain breads. The white potatoes are higher in carbohydrates. They do have vitamins, but eat them in moderation. And, you know, you can always substitute for a sweet potato as a better alternative to a white potato.
We're talking to Diane Bardell, a vascular nurse at Cardiac Services at FHN, at the Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center at FHN. All right, let's talk about it. Exercise. What are some good ways to get into a routine, Diane?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do, but start slow. If you haven't exercised before, you should probably check with your primary caregiver. If you do have health problems, you should probably check with them first. But 10 minutes at a time. They used to say, nope, you had to exercise 30 minutes 7 days a week. Now they're saying, do 10 minutes at a time. If you can get out and walk for 10 minutes, and you don't have to run a marathon or anything, but go out and walk for 10 minutes at a time and work your way up to 30 minutes. Currently, the recommendations are 150 minutes a week of exercise. So, you know, find a partner to get out there and start walking.
All right. I've got the start slow part figured out so far, but that's,
right.
That's about it. Speaking of exercise, an event coming up. Tell us about this.
Yes, so FHN is sponsoring its first ever 5K. It's our Healthy Heart Hustle, and it's going to be July 21st, and there's going to be more information provided later, but it is July 21st. Race begins at 8 a.m., and you can register online through FHN. And the proceeds are actually going to go to our very own cardiac rehab here to benefit the cardiac rehab.
All right. And I think you're looking for sponsors as well for this event, right?
We are looking for sponsors, and we're looking for more runners. And you can also walk the 5K. You don't have to run it, but you can also walk it. Yes.
All right. To support that and a great cause and all that coming up.
Yeah.
And we'll have more information. It's coming up on, again, Saturday, July 21st. Race begins at 8 a.m. And registration begins all right away at 6:45 in the morning until 7:30. And adults and kids, everybody is welcome, and you don't have to run, you can walk, and we'll have details coming up on that. All right, Diane, always great to talk to you. Now, if people would like to find out more about cardiac services or maybe this Healthy Heart Hustle or anything else that we've talked about today, how can they get more information?
They can go to www.fhn.org.
All right, Diane, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
There you go. Diane Bardell here today, vascular nurse at the at FHN, at the Cardiac Services, of course, and that is the Cardiac Services at the Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center at FHN here this morning on The Morning Mess.